Leadership from the top, that's the overwhelming characteristic between having satisfied employees and having poor morale. Whether it's at NASA, the top-ranked large agency, or the Surface Transportation Board, the top-ranked small agency, all of the successful agencies on the Partnership for Public Service's 7th annual rankings share this trait. Great leadership. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller, the peripatetic one, is here with analysis of why leadership is such an important part of the agencies that rank the best. Jason, good morning again.
Peripatetic. I'm not sure if I've heard that word before, Tom.
Well, Man About Town is already taken by our sister station, so that's why we call you that. All right, let's start with some of the basics of the partnership's annual rankings of the agencies, which were on top and which were low.
Well, this is the 7th year the Partnership for Public Service took the results of OPM's Employee Viewpoint Survey, analyzed them to figure out which agencies really have the best or highest employee satisfaction. Now, the partnership asks three basic questions that are all weighted differently to come up with scores. The three questions are, do you recommend your agency as a good place to work? How satisfied are you with your job? And how satisfied are you with your organization? The government as a whole had a rating of 60.8 points, so 60.8 points, and that's a 3.2% point decrease over 2011. So satisfaction obviously is down across government. Now, we have the whole list on federalnewsradio.com, so I'm not going to go through all the big agencies and small agencies, but let me just give you the top five large agencies. They are, in this order, number one, NASA, number two, the intelligence community, number three, the State Department, number four, the Commerce Department, and number five, EPA. Again, we have all the lists of the small agencies and the mid-sized agencies right there on federalnewsradio.com. Now, Laurie Garver is the deputy administrator at NASA. She says NASA's top ranking comes down to the employees feeling a connection to the mission.
I think the number one thing is communication and respect for your workforce. We are open organization, and Charlie and I have tried very, very much to constantly be in communication with the workforce and to listen. Communication is two-way. We go out to the centers and give all hands. The list that was shown today of the top things you do, every single one is something we just believe into our core, not because it's on a list. We do it naturally. And our workforce comes to NASA because they want to make a difference, and I think they're feeling a part of an agency that is making a difference.
So last year, NASA ranked fifth overall, so it sounds like a pretty big jump from five to one, but the difference is this year they were ranked among just the large agencies, and this year also the partnership split out some of those what they call the medium-sized agencies. Those are agencies with employees that number from 1,000 to just under 15,000. Last year they didn't have that mid-sized category, so still an impressive jump for NASA, but the field kind of changed a little bit.
Yeah, good point, Jason, because some of those mid-sized agencies in this year's ratings actually would rank higher if they were still grouped together with NASA and those big agencies.
Absolutely right, but the partnership recognized that, you know, what works at NASA, which has, you know, thousands and, you know, tens of thousands of employees, may not work at a smaller agency that maybe only has 5,000 or 7,000 employees. So I think that the splitting out, just they looked at it and said that it just makes sense based on resources and many other things.
So the Transportation Department was the most improved big agency. What steps did they take to increase their ranking?
Yeah, DOT actually improved 4.1 points over last year's score and 11 points over the last 3 years, and that's the biggest improvement among all large agencies. John Porcari is the Deputy Secretary of DOT. He says leadership from Secretary Ray LaHood on down is the biggest reason for this three-year improvement. More specifically, Porcari says, DOT has implemented several initiatives to address weaknesses in employee satisfaction.
Town hall meetings, both electronic and in-person around the country, here in Washington with the secretary and employees, setting up Idea Hub, where all of our employees can submit ideas, rank each other's ideas, and submit them for management consideration. We've implemented a number of Idea Hub suggestions. When people see that we're taking their suggestions seriously, it helps. It also means drilling down and looking at the components of previous surveys where we had employees that were very unhappy. So, for example, with our air traffic controllers, we've tried very hard to build a productive partnership. We feel like we've gotten there, and that's one of the single biggest components that's driving the change here. So better training for frontline supervisors is another component of it. You need to put all those together, and they drive the department.
Porcari says DOT also put employee engagement as a performance metric in management and managers' assessment plans, meaning that, hey, how well you engage your employees, how well you communicate with them, you are going to be graded upon it, and your bonuses, if there are bonuses, will depend on that. Now, all of these things are helping changing the culture of transportation department. Now, they're not alone. There's a lot of change going on across government. Interestingly, the Office of Management and Budget was actually the most improved agency among all agencies, when both large, small, and medium, with an increase of 13.3 points over last year's score. OMB ranked 11th among small agencies, but they had seen a dramatic 22-point drop between 2009 and 2011, and part of the reason they were able to come up in such a great way is that they delved into that data to say, where are some problems and let's fix them. The National Credit Union Administration was the most improved mid-sized agencies, increasing by 2.9 points to be ranked 6th overall in that category.
And it looks like Richard Windsor is doing a pretty good job at EPA, too. We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. Now, what about the Surface Transportation Board? They've been ranked the top small agency now for 4 years in a row.
Yeah, they actually earned the highest score among all agencies across the government, 84.3. Now, Daniel Elliott is the chairman of the Surface Transportation Board. He says the board continued with its model of open communications and employee engagement.
What I try to do is feel open to the employees. My office is open every Thursday for anyone to come up, whether it's just a talk or if it's a complaint. And they know that I'm there to listen to them and that I'll take their concerns seriously. And I also believe that the directors in the agency are also open in that same manner. They're good people who listen to their people and who care about their people. I think the employees that work at the agency sense that.
Now, Elliott says employees at the Surface Transportation Board also feel a sense of purpose and lasting impact. He says their sense of worth is real. It's not just the lip service that maybe sometimes people feel around their job, because especially around their decisions that they issue that really do have a lasting impact across the country, and they lasting in terms of years and decades, not just lasting in terms of the impact they have short term. Interestingly, the second-ranked small agency was the Congressional Budget Office, which was actually 0.1, so they scored 84.2 behind the Surface Transportation Board, and CBO was not ranked last year. So interestingly, they both they decided to be included in this year's rankings and did a very nice job of ranking, obviously very high.
So for those agencies like Homeland Security or Veterans Affairs or the National Archives who didn't do so well, what are some things that managers there could do now to improve their employee satisfaction?
Well, the agencies I spoke with said the communications piece really is the easiest and quickest way to improve employee satisfaction. DOT's Porcari says communication and the prioritization by senior leadership are two of the most important steps.
It drives senior management, mid-level management. It drives how we think about issues, and it means that all of us are going to be accountable for what we do.
Now, Porcari says DOT will continue to improve how it communicates with its employees. He says bad news, whether it's about pay or benefits or mission areas, or good news in the same respect, should come from the top and should come immediately and not by us in the media and the rumor mill. He goes, that's really key because that's what those town halls, but also other meetings really help with. NASA's Garver says that her focus will also be on employee communication, but not just about the employee communication internally, but also externally, because it matters to the employees that people know what NASA is doing and the impact it's still having on the U.S. space program. Now, let me move over to the Surface Transportation Board. Daniel Elliott, the chairman, says creating those personal experiences with employees and managers, walking the halls, shaking hands, stopping into offices, really goes a long way to listening and learning about the agency. Now, Max Dyer is the president of the Partnership for Public Service. He says successful agencies deep dig into the survey results and find the areas that need the most work.
What you are all trying to achieve, it can't be measured by financial metrics. We don't have stock prices. By and large, most of the work of government can't be measured simply by dollars and cents. But what we do know is that when we have engaged employees, we have better performance. And what we've tried to do with the Best Places to Work rankings is to give all of you the tools that will enable you to better manage your agencies by giving you real data on what your employees have to say about your agencies. And very importantly, benchmarking that across government.
And there's a ton of data on the website, and we have a link, again, on federalnewsradio.com to all that data. You know, the Partnership for Public Service really broke it down by age, by gender, by ethnicity, and then they broke it through topical areas such as pay and workforce skills and training and development. Again, all that data we have linked up right there on federalnewsradio.com.